nationwide hit, I Was Only 19. That was on that Caught in the Act album as well. It's now 28 away from 4. There's been away from 5, I should say. Getting behind myself or ahead of myself or all over the place, as the case may be. Paul Dale here with you. The future, it's here. A massive asteroid the size of a huge aircraft carrier zoomed past the Earth earlier this morning. It came closer to us than the moon and was travelling at nearly 47,000 kilometres an hour. Scientists told us there was no chance that the asteroid named 2005 YU-55 would collide with us. But what about in the future? Could a huge asteroid hit the Earth and wipe out life as we know it? Or is that just a thing of science fiction?
In 1908, it flattened hundreds of square miles. It's been blamed for the extinction of the dinosaur. Scientists are wondering, could it happen again?
Mr. President, I've got some very bad news.
Like a vast minefield in space, traveling 34,000 miles an hour on a collision course with Earth.
If we don't break it up or stop it, millions of people will die.
Asteroids so big, so powerful, so close.
My fellow Americans, the National Observatory discovered that a number of asteroids now pose a significant risk to our planet.
Are the asteroids going to hit?
I don't know. Honey, I'm really scared.
But how can the entire world prepare for the ultimate disaster?
Police, fire, and medical agencies have now been put on full alert.
We have to get these civilians out of here!
A world hoping for a miracle, because the sky is falling. The end of the world is just the beginning.
Is anyone here?
Who will survive? Asteroid.
Oh, it's scary stuff. That's the trailer from the 1997 movie Asteroid. And as long as Bruce Willis is on this planet, will we be safe from asteroids? Marcus Barber is our futurist. Marcus, good afternoon.
G'day, Paul. How are you going?
I'm good, but, you know, I know it's just a movie, but you sort of get scared when scientists start talking about huge things hurtling towards us. What's the consensus on it happening again and actually being able to hit us?
Well, if you go on history, there's no doubt we've been hit before by fairly large chunks of dirt, and there is a theory that the moon was actually a large asteroid that smashed into the Earth at some stage and then got captured by our orbit. But the numbers seem to stack up in terms of space-time that we're going to be pretty much okay. I guess the one advantage we have is that you've got two big bouncers in our solar system called Jupiter and Saturn, and they tend to suck everything in towards them first and protect us. So they're acting as the door babes, if you like, to clear Earth's space area of some of this debris.
Well, we're lucky they're there. But in all of these asteroid movies, blowing them up if they pose a danger to Earth is always the sort of popular option. Has that occurred in real life, or could it occur?
Things they're looking at when they track some of these asteroids is what the asteroid itself is made of. And when you have something that's made of solid iron, which some of them appear to be, the chances of blowing up are pretty remote. And whilst that's great for science fiction movies, you have to understand that when you blow up something that's travelling at speed, what tends to happen is you've gone from having one large rock to potentially hundreds or thousands of much smaller rocks, but still coming at you, so you get the shotgun effect happening over a much greater area. What is more likely to happen from a futures point of view is they're going to look to try and nudge some of these large rocks off orbit and just shift them slowly over time. That is much more feasible.
So when you say just nudge them off orbit, I mean, we can't just go up and give them a hip and shoulder.
No, you'd be using some rocket power and a few other bits and pieces, and there might be some explosions involved in terms of maybe a nuclear capacity needed, something quite significant force. But it's much more likely that there would be pressure applied to one side of an asteroid to shift it off its current orbit and send it somewhere a little bit more conducive to our long-term survival.
Now, I can see you talk about, you know, a large chunk of iron ore floating around up there. See the lights of Andrew Twiggy Forest or the companies like Rio Tinto. Are they eyeing off that as a potential sort of source of future wealth?
Mining companies have been thinking about this sort of things in long-term future planning. This isn't anything that's going to appear on the horizon in the next couple of decades. But at some point, it is likely that there will be discussions to see whether it's feasible to mine some of the raw minerals that asteroids present to us as they come flying past. Now,
it's a whole new look at fly-in, fly-out, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And that is going to be the challenge for us. We might well have the technology to mine an asteroid whilst it's flying past, but how do we then transport some of those minerals back to Earth? And again, that's another stretch of science fiction, but it's not so far a stretch in terms of, well, that's just imaginative, that will never happen. At some point in the future, it is likely that there will be some serious research into whether or not there's some feasibility around mining some of the minerals in an asteroid that's coming close to us.
Well, we've got so many eyes on the sky at the moment that we do seem to be well informed that of what asteroids or meteors are coming our way. So, but how do we prepare for something that could be a huge collision and a life-ending one?
Well, if it's a large one similar to the one that sort of just recently snuck past yesterday, or one's even slightly larger, there's not really a great deal you can do. You can sort of watch it and know that it's going to be a fairly bad day for the planet. But that's about the best of it. There'll be, you know, all sorts of doomsayers and plenty of religious zealots out there trying to pray, and they'll cope as best as they can. But by and large, if something this big's aiming itself at Earth, we're not going to have a great deal of time to prepare, and certainly from a species point of view, it's going to be an awfully bad day.
It will indeed. Marcus Barber, I think we might leave it there and maybe think of the wealth that's floating around rather than the doom.
Indeed, Paul.
Thanks very much.
Yes.
Our resident futurist, Marcus Barber, keeping us up to date with some of the future trends in the world of asteroid control.